Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program tonight. On the first day of the first session of Parliament since Modi 3.0 came to power, there were jabs and counter jabs by the government and the opposition. There may be a new reality in Parliament with the opposition much stronger after these elections, but that didn't stop the Prime Minister from going on the offensive. Tomorrow marks 50 years of the black spot on Indian democracy, said Mr. Modi. The new generation will not forget how the Indian constitution was scrapped, how the country was turned into a jail, and how democracy was captured. The opposition hit right back, saying that the BJP was forgetting about a present undeclared emergency. Next up on the show, as investigators now spread out across the country to get a full idea of the extent of the NEET exam leak, we bring you the latest on the investigations into a conspiracy that has brought unheard of misery to lakhs of students who've taken an exam with an eye on securing their future. What happens to them now? On the show, we speak to the victims and their families, citizens who studied, incurred expenses and lived on a sense of hope that's now been destroyed. What is the say of our system of exams? That exam leaks can still happen in 2024. But on the first day of the first session of Parliament since this government came to power, there were several jabs and counter jabs. What exactly took place? Take a look.
Day one of the 18th Lok Sabha began with the opposition showcasing its increased strength, holding a march with copies of the constitution and the Prime Minister launching an emergency attack towards the Congress. Addressing the media before the House met, the Prime Minister said June 25th, that is tomorrow, marks the 50th anniversary of the emergency and called it a blot on the country's democracy.
कल 25 जून को भारत के लोकतंत्र पे जो काला धब्बा लगा था उसके 50 वर्ष हो रहे हैं. संविधान के लीरे लीरा उड़ा दिए गए थे, देश को जेल खाना बना दिया गया था, लोकतंत्र को पूरी तरह दबोच दिया गया था.
Refusing to be bogged down by the charge, the Congress hit back at the government, reiterating its undeclared emergency charge.
Without declaring emergency, you are doing it. इसीलिए हर बार वही बात बोल के आप कितने दिन ऐसा ही अपनी हुकूमत करना चाहते हैं.
हमारा संदेश जा रहा है, हिंदुस्तान के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन को कोई शक्ति नहीं छू सकती.
This time there is a new opposition. It's an opposition that is resurgent with new numbers and of course more aggression. And it is going to corner the government and is going to ask the government some very difficult questions.
Mananiya Adhyaksh Ji.
The day began with face-off over the appointment of 7th-term MP Mr. Mahtab as the pro tem speaker. The government calling it convention and the opposition saying that they would not support the new pro tem speaker.
I am 8th term MP. I am the senior most MP in the 18th Lok Sabha. Naturally, the pro tem speaker will be come to me, but unfortunately, BJP was not given to that opportunity.
जो issue नहीं है, उसको issue के रूप में चर्चा भी नहीं करना चाहिए.
Much before the House debates the NEET issue, we saw a glimpse of an aggressive opposition chanting slogans when Union Education Minister walked towards the Lok Sabha podium for his oath as an MP.
आप पेपर लीक जानबूझकर करा रहे हो जिससे नौजवानों को नौकरी और उनका आरक्षण उनको न मिल जाए.
It's very clear today that this examination is not a fair and just examination, and we've been saying that we do not want it and Tamil Nadu has to be exempted from it. And now the whole country is saying the same thing.
मैं समझता हूँ ये बहुत ही बड़ा सख्त जुल्म है उन बच्चों पे. क्वालिफाई किया पढ़कर, कोई अखबार पेपर खरीदा नहीं.
The inaugural special session comes at a time when students are up in arms against the irregularities being faced by India's premier examinations. Clearly, the stage is set for the government and the opposition to clash over a string of issues. With Vasudha Venugopal, this is Maria Shakil in New Delhi.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Kalanidhi Veeraswamy of the DMK. He's a Lok Sabha MP. Salman Soz of the Congress, Razia Ilmi of the BJP, Krishna Hegde of the Shiv Sena Shinde. Thank you all very much for being with us. Salman, let me come to you first. The Prime Minister quite clearly on the offensive today, saying that tomorrow marks 50 years of the black spot on India's democracy, talking about the emergency. It's one interpretation, it seems, of an emergency versus what the opposition says is a reality in this country now. Do you believe that this session of Parliament is going to be extremely heated, extremely aggressive?
Vishnu, I hope this Parliament session is going to be constructive. But, you know, you said that the Prime Minister was on the offensive. Quite frankly, he was being offensive. Talking about the emergency that 50 years back, meanwhile, he was mum on the undeclared emergency in this country for the last 10 years. People in the country right now are young people in the country. They don't want to hear about what happened 50 years back. They want to understand what's going to happen with the NEET examinations. The people of this country want to ask Prime Minister Modi, don't talk about what happened 50 years back. Talk to us today about what is happening in a beautiful state like Manipur. What is happening today in the Indian Railways with accidents happening on a regular basis and with total mismanagement of the Indian Railways. The people of the country want to ask the Prime Minister about today, when there are floods in the country, when there's a heat wave in the country, people are dying. They want to ask him about those kinds of things. He can say whatever he wants. But we want to know what is happening today and what he plans to do about it today, tomorrow, in the weeks and months to come. Now, the Prime Minister, let me also disabuse the Prime Minister of any misconceptions or he may have about the mandate from the people. The people of the country have given a very clear verdict. They've told the Prime Minister and the BJP, be humble, do not be arrogant. But the way they've started with the appointment of the pro tem speaker, despite the fact that indisputably the Congress MP from Kerala, Mr. K. Suresh, should be the pro tem speaker because he's the senior most. Anyway, but the Prime Minister coming up with this kind of an attack line, thinking that that is going to phase us. Mr. Prime Minister, let me tell you, the India Alliance has almost as many votes as your alliance does.
All right, so Salman, let me get a reaction. Shazia, you heard all of that. The key point I would suggest is that he says that the Prime Minister was aggressive, arrogant perhaps, in what he said today. That he's not really referred to some of the key issues. How would you respond?
So to call somebody arrogant or to believe somebody is arrogant is completely a subjective point of view. And it's just how you look at a person. So I wouldn't like to comment on that. I think the Prime Minister was excellent, very straightforward and very clear and unambiguous in what he had to say. And when we look at the emergency, we must remember that we have been through that. So something that the country has endured, been through, suffered, is more important to talk about than something that could happen, that could be a figment of somebody's imagination, and that is part of speculation of opposition, that if and when Modi ji will come, will have power and root majority, he will change the constitution. The fact is that constitution was mangled and attacked upon by, and individual liberties were seized when emergency happened. And we must remember the past, and we must tell everybody about the ignominious past of the Congress party. As for the matter of pro tem speaker, it is so unfortunate that today, when it was the first day, it's an auspicious day, when everybody should have congratulated each other in a spirit of bonhomie, what happened? What happened was that even it began with protests. Such a shame. Why? Because of the pro tem speaker. Now, let me remind Salman ji that for the, in 2004, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was far more senior. So was George Fernandez, who had won at least 8 times. But who was chosen by the Congress party? Vikhe Bhai Patil was chosen. Why? Because Congress felt like doing so. The same thing happened in 77 too. And even now, when you look at the 8-time MP, Mr. Suresh, he actually lost 2 elections in the middle, whereas Bratuhari Mehtab has actually won all 7 elections consecutively. So there is no logic, no precedent, so to speak, about this. But it is being made an issue. Why? Because you have to make it an issue. So it is a sad state of affairs that despite being a strong opposition, you come across as such weaklings and also as such negative people who don't have anything positive to contribute on the first day when India watches you and says, oh my God, what kind of opposition
Okay, all right, Shazia, I get the point you're making.
Matters or NEET and all that you're talking about.
No, but perhaps NEET needs to be addressed. Let's see if it does come up in the next few days. Dr. Veeraswamy, the point that's been mentioned, I think this was the Prime Minister who said this. In fact, it was. He said, and I quote, India needs a responsible opposition. People want substance and not slogans. They want debate, diligence, not drama and disturbance in Parliament. The expectation almost is, or the sense almost is, with the numbers that the opposition now has, that this session of Parliament is going to be, like so many others, almost a washout by protests. And no real chance for governance. That's the worry.
Greetings to everyone. The thing is, it is surprising that the Prime Minister, after 10 years of rule, he is coming now and talking about an opposition which has to be constructive. What was he doing in the last 10 years? See, this is what we were trying to question. And it is not us alone. Even the Supreme Court Chief Justice, the former Supreme Court Chief Justice, Mr. Ramana, had said that the government has passed so many bills without proper inadequate debate, and this has caused a lot of confusions for the judiciary to interpret these laws. So, and there are several instances where the government has passed a bill and then has either withdrawn it or within 2 years has asked for an amendment to be made in that. All this is a sign that the present government has not taken the opposition into consideration. When we were the opposition, like for the last 10 years, we have always been suggesting things which were constructive for this government. And there are several bills on which where there were no great issues, where all the opposition parties have unanimously accepted and voted on a bill. It is not just because that we are an opposition party that we oppose each and every bill. So if you look at the statistics, in the last 5 years, the number of debates which have been happening, they say that more than 50% of the bills have been passed with less than 1 hour of debate. And earlier, the number of bills which were sent to the standing committee, where an exhaustive debate can happen, has come down, where only about 16% of the bills were referred to the standing committee. Earlier, the statistics used to be about 50%, 60% or even 68%. So this government has been treating the opposition. We are the voice of the people. When do we raise our voice? When we brought in an ugly wheel scheme. The students were protesting and fighting. When you brought in the farm bills, the farmers were protesting and striking. And when there was a Manipur issue, that is when the opposition was raising its voice. We are talking for the people, but the Prime Minister, even in the Manipur issue, we needed to bring a no-confidence motion for the PM even to speak out. And even then, neither did he give confidence, nor did he give a word of comfort for the people.
But Dr. Veeraswamy, that's now a separate reality, right? So you would like perhaps the Prime Minister or the BJP to be more responsive to the issues that you raise. You're talking about the past, but let's focus on the present. And Krishna Hegde, the question that the opposition is asking is that, look, we do have a crisis as far as exams in this country are concerned. It is without dispute. There was this horrific train accident, and it's not the first one. We've seen another one a couple of months back. Violence in Manipur, that's the third issue, right? So even though it is the first day of Parliament, given the importance of these issues, the fact that you had, 20 lakh-odd students, getting set for these exams, or they've taken the exams and then, their future is uncertain. Why shouldn't the Prime Minister address these questions?
Of course, Vishnu, the Prime Minister and the government will address all the issues what they're talking about. But can they assure the people of our country that the opposition will let the Parliament run? Because the record says that for the last 10 years, they have not let the Parliament run and address the issues of the people. So why is the parliament there for? The parliament is there to address the issues of the people. But provided the opposition helps us to run the parliament in a proper decorum. Secondly, let me tell you, the NEET examination, the needle of suspicion has gone to Bihar. And whom in Bihar? The PS of the former deputy CM of Bihar is supposed to be involved in this malpractice. And of course, there will be action taken against them. Also, Salman should know that the pro tem speaker, the appointment of a pro tem speaker is the prerogative of the government and not of the opposition. So the BJP can appoint their pro tem speaker. So I don't think there is any lacuna in that. I think they should first study the rules of the parliament and then come forward and address it. Because I think Salman's family themselves were lawmakers and they should be aware of this. So let me also tell you that the government is positive. The government wants to address all issues of the people, and the the opposition should play a constructive role. Secondly, look at Rahul Gandhi. He was waving and the opposition leaders were waving the copy of the constitution. So till now, has anyone challenged the preamble of the constitution? Is the constitution under threat? You are running a false narrative across the country. The prime minister was the chief minister of Gujarat for 13 years. He did nothing to challenge the constitution. He was the prime, he was and is still the prime minister. And last 10 years, he was the prime minister. There have hardly been any amendments. Most of the amendments in the constitution have been brought across in the Congress rule. So why are you blaming Modi ji? So I must tell you that if you want the people of our country to have development, I think the Congress and the opposition should also play a constructive role instead of just obstructing the proceedings in the parliament. And I think that even during, when one of the ministers was taking the oath, there was slogan shouting. It's such a shame that when a minister is taking the oath, people from the opposition benches are shouting slogans. I think this is just not done, and this is not in the right spirit of democracy.
Right. Salman, would you like to respond to that? Why on day one would the opposition, start going on and on? When the government has not said that they will not refer to Manipur, they've not said they won't refer to NEET, they've not said that they won't refer to inflation or price rise, some of the other issues that you've raised. It's the first day of parliament. Why be aggressive in this manner? Why the slogan shouting?
Vishnu, let me just say this. The people of the country have sent us to parliament to represent them, not on the second day of parliament, not on the third day of parliament, from day one till the end of this parliament. So we are going to do exactly that. Now, as our colleague from Shiv Sena says, what has Mr. Modi done in the past? He has done nothing that would suggest that he is against the constitution. Of course, he has to say that he belongs to the alliance. That's okay. But I think people around the country know the way the institutions of this country have been totally subverted and basically made into frontal organizations of the BJP. That is what is dangerous for this country. And by the way, let us not forget that the BJP passed the Citizenship Amendment Act. That basically creates religion as a divisive tool for citizenship. Let us not forget that my own state, J&K, was dismantled by this government without any debate in parliament. Now, let me also tell you and tell the people of the country and tell the BJP and the Prime Minister, this is no longer going to stand. There are major legislations that are coming up. The criminal code is coming up. We're not going to have that kind of a code that is going to hurt the people of this country. The people of this country deserve an answer on the Agnivir scheme. We need to have debates on that because the young people of this country deserve better.
Right.
We need to have discussions on the NEET because it's not just 23, 24 like kids who worked so hard to gain some degree of livelihood in their lives. That is not, it's far bigger than that. We need a discussion on that. We need to have a discussion on Manipur for 13 months, for God's sake. Those people are suffering. And what has the Prime Minister done?
But Salman, I take your points, and nobody can deny the fact that there needs to be this discussion. Let that happen and be critical when it doesn't. But
Just a second. I'm just saying, in the past, they got away without any kind of debate because they steamrolled.
Well, now you do have the chance for a debate.
It is not going to happen
anymore. You have the numbers on your. You have the numbers more substantial than in the past. Shazia, all right, one second. Shazia, last word to you before I wrap this up. Yeah, go ahead.
No, Vishnu, I really need to say a few things. First of all, I'd like to ask the gentleman from DMK as to what he wants to do and whether he wants to have a discussion in the parliament on the 59 deaths in a Dalit colony, as to what he has to say about it and how apologetic he should be at this point of time And also how much he must explain as to how incompetent his government has been. As for Salman Sos, I would like to tell a few things. You know, he spoke in riddles because he doesn't know what to say, because there is nothing concrete there when it comes to our constitution and whether and who has been playing around with it. We all know what Indira Gandhi did when it came to the preamble, which is part of the basic structure of the constitution. We all know how 50 times the different elected governments were toppled during Indira Gandhi's time. We also know how 75 times the Congress party amended the constitution. We also talk about and will talk about tomorrow, the day of the emergency, 49th year, 50th in running, as to what they did and how they mangled the spirit of the constitution. So those are the things that have happened, as opposed to what they are dreaming of or what they are thinking and what they're scaring people about that BJP will do, but BJP has not done. So there are things that have happened. There are things which they think might happen. We are not like the Congress party. We respect the constitution. As far as CAA is concerned, Salman perhaps does not know that it was Mahatma Gandhi's idea. It was reiterated many times by our leaders, because it was not a choice for the Hindus.
All right, Shazia, I get your point. Salman, I can give you 30 seconds. And Dr. Veeraswamy, I know you want to speak.
Very important. Vishnu, I just want to say one thing to Shazia.
Half a second. Finish your point, Shazia. Go ahead. I will give everybody equal time. Rest assured.
The lily-livered nature of these people, that it could not be abrogated. So I'm very glad and proud of my party for having taken these strong decisions and having believed in constitution, as opposed to these parties who've only hurt the spirit of the constitution time and time again.
Okay. Salman and then Dr. Veeraswamy. Yes, Salman, go ahead. I'm running out of time, so 1 minute each. Go ahead.
Very limited point to make, Vishnu. Shazia should know, and BJP should know, and the Prime Minister should know. In fact, the Prime Minister should be told, somebody should tell him, that people are sick and tired of his boring speeches. Basically, what the young people of this country want is that for that
they love
not
Rahul
distract
Gandhi's speeches.
Please don't disturb. I did not disturb you. Please do not disturb me. The people of this country, the young people of this country, want us to debate the NEET examinations, jobs, inflation, those kinds of things, because that's what matters to them now. They keep talking about 50 saal pehle ye ho gaya, Indira ji ne ye kiya, Gandhi ji ne ye kaha. Arey bhai, aaj ki baat karo na. Kya keh rahe ho aap log? You are destroying the livelihoods of our young people. You're creating a situation of hopelessness.
Okay, we are stuck in this one point. Dr. Veeraswamy, you know, I think Shazia raised an important point when she said there is a liquor tragedy. 59, 60 people are dead in Tamil Nadu.
Can I respond?
Isn't it time that, you know, you spoke about that, your party in parliament? Why not today?
No, the liquor tragedy, we are not hiding away from it. Our Honorable Chief Minister has taken action where the collector over there has been transferred. The SP in charge and other police officials were in charge, were suspended, and a detailed inquiry by a single judge has been instituted. But I will also point out that in a place like Gujarat where prohibition is enforced, in 2022, so many deaths happened. And how are you going to be accounting for that? And similarly, you are partnering with the person, Nitish Kumar, when in Bihar, when there was a huge tragedy and he was asked for a response. He said that those who drink will die. So I do not care about that. We are not talking about insensitive responses like that. No, madam, let me please finish. Because you have your time of...
raising a great answer.
Shazia, let him finish. Shazia, let him finish. Go ahead.
And you are talking about Prime Minister. See, we only want a Prime Minister who is going to be responsible to the people and be irrespective of what religion or community or caste they are. When you are talking about the number of deaths which happened in Godhra, we have always been raising questions where even in North India, even today, people are talking about 18, 20.
All right, okay. So this has now become a bit of a free-for-all. One second, sir. Sir, let's try and stick. I mean, we're not talking about Godhra. We're talking about NEET and other issues. Mr. Hegde, are you satisfied with the response?
No, Vishnu.
That's been made.
The opposition
on addressing the important issue of the alcohol tragedy. He says that things are being done in the state. He says there is no hesitation in bringing that up in the parliament. right? Is that satisfactory as an answer?
Of course not. And the opposition, the Congress, keep thinking that the people of India don't believe in Modi ji. But Modi ji keeps coming back once, twice, and three times now. And these people are just going on. They don't have any confidence in themselves. And I feel that if they want the real issues of the people to be discussed, they should let the parliament run from tomorrow and not try to create a ruckus as they have been doing in the last 10 years. So I think they should be a constructive opposition and not do what exactly they are doing.
All right.
And let me also say that Modi ji is there to deliver for the people, and he will deliver to the people in the next coming years also to come.
All right, we'll leave it over there. We're going to take a short break up. After that, we're going to focus on an issue that does impact so many lives across the country, the UGC NET and the NEET UG examinations, which have been impacted, delayed or cancelled, affecting 24 plus lakh students across the country. It is a national disgrace, no doubt. How has this happened? What do the investigations say? And what do the students who've been impacted say? They'll be joining us after this short break. Well, let's move on now to a story that affects so many across the country, as investigators now spread out across India to get a full idea of the extent of the NEET exam leak. We bring you the latest from the investigations into a conspiracy that's brought untold misery to lakhs of students who've taken an exam with an eye on securing their future. What happens to them now? On this show in a little while, we'll be speaking to the victims and their families, citizens who studied, incurred expenses and live with a sense of hope that's now been destroyed. But first, let's go across to NDTV's Radhika Ramaswamy, who joins us. In fact, before Radhika, let's go straight across to the very latest in terms of the investigations today.
The NEET probe NET is widening fast. After Jharkhand's Hazaribagh and Ranchi, one teacher has been nabbed in the NEET paper leak case in Latur. This is the first arrest from Maharashtra. Four people have been booked in the state so far.
A Zilla Parishad teacher, Jaleel Pathan, has been arrested in Latur. In fact, the police has found some incriminating evidence, including photographs of hall tickets of candidates, suspicious WhatsApp conversations and online financial transactions. In fact, among those booked is a Delhi-based individual who is believed to be a mastermind in this case.
In Gujarat and Bihar, the CBI has officially taken over the investigation of this case. A CBI probe team is camping in Godhra in Gujarat to take the probe further. A team in Bihar's Nevada faced the ire of locals on Sunday while investigating the matter. Even as the CBI begins its investigation across multiple states, it will merge all existing FIRs into one, picking up where the state investigating agencies left off.
In the states like Bihar and Jharkhand, it is almost confirmed that question paper leak did happen, and it is being confirmed by many, while many other states still remain in denial. In an exclusive, NDTV did catch up with the principal of the school in Hazaribagh, who confirmed that the question paper packaging was tampered with.
अब जो EU की टीम आई थी, उनका ये कहना था कि इस answer booklet की यहाँ पे, ये इस side में कहीं से टेम्परिंग था और उसको बढ़िया से ग्लू से किसी ने पेस्ट कर दिया था, जो कि कॉमन लोगों के बस की बात नहीं है.
ये किसी प्रोफेशनल ने किया था?
हाँ, ये ऑब्वियसली किसी हाईली प्रोफेशनल ने किया होगा, क्योंकि जब हमने बताया ना, इसे उखाड़ भी नहीं सकते, ये सेल्फ एडहेसिव से होता है, इसे हटा भी नहीं सकते, इसे कैंची से कट करना पड़ता है, ये प्रैक्टिस होती है. अब इस साइड किसी का ध्यान गया नहीं कि ये क्या हुआ और किस तरह से बारीकी से कट करके कुछ किया हुआ था और फिर अल्टीमेटली उसको एडहेसिव से पेस्ट भी किया गया था.
Even as the probe across states caught pace, protests over both the NTA mess and the NEET paper leak continued.
So right now, with these delays, like for example the PG examination, and with the undergraduate examination, the whole paper leak scenario, all of these students are now concerned with the delays in not just examinations but their careers, because there's a huge question mark now as to what next, whether there'll be a re-exam, or whether for the PG students, when will the exam be? The dates have not been announced yet. So students are in a limbo-like situation right now.
ब्यूरो रिपोर्ट, एनडीटीवी।
Swami's been tracking the story and joins us now. Radhika, in terms of the investigations themselves and the leaks, was there one mastermind or one group which was involved, or was this in fact leaked to different parts of the country and there were different mafia which were involved in getting this paper out?
Well, at this point, this is a matter of investigation. Looks like there had been different groups. In fact, as far as Maharashtra is concerned, of course, Maharashtra police cracking its whip on the need to scam by making one arrest and booking a total of four people. These involve teachers, Zilla Parishad teachers from Latur, as well as another trainer from Nanded and an individual from Delhi as well, who has been booked. Three are absconding, one arrested. In fact, one more person could be arrested today itself. You know, the police say that there is a racket which were trying to lure students, of course, which were promising students that they will help in cracking the exams in return for money. There have been, incriminating evidence that have been found by the police in the phones, on the phones of the accused, including the admit card, copies of admit cards of candidates, as well as online financial transactions and WhatsApp conversation among all the accused, including this man in Delhi. Now, the man in Delhi is an important link because as far as the entire Maharashtra case is concerned, the teachers are from Latur and Nanded, and they had been in touch with this man in Delhi. Perhaps he could be the mastermind in the case, or something that the police had been telling us. Sure. He had links to not just the teachers, but also several other students from across the country. Was this man in touch with many other teachers from other centers and districts? What is the kind of money involved? Because the total amount of money that had been recovered has not been told by the police yet. Those investigations are still underway. And how long had they been conspiring this? Had they done this in the past? So all that is a matter of investigation as far as Maharashtra police is concerned. Perhaps CBI will also look into Maharashtra case. So at this point, one person arrested, one more arrest likely by tonight, and two more people are absconding.
Right, so it's absolutely an all-India sort of situation. Radhika, I need to move on to my discussion and my guest. Thanks so much for sharing all of those very important details with us. I'm now joined by Nimai Lamba, a neat undergraduate aspirant who's really had suffered so much. We've got Dr. Anuj Pachel, a neat PG aspirant. Again, those exams have been postponed. We've got Abhinav Paul, a neat undergraduate qualified student. And Shubroto Paul, his father, yes. Geeta Bhatt, the academic, Vrinda Swarup, former education secretary at the Government of India, and Anand Kumar, the founder of Super 30, one of the most influential people in the country when it comes to coaching centers and really guiding young students. But Abhinav, let me come to you first. You know, you did well. Your score was very positive, and you really felt perhaps that you had a chance. Now that it's all over, as far as NEET undergraduate is concerned, what are you going to do?
First of all, thank you for helping me in the show, sir. First of all, let me give a little briefing about myself. I am Abhinav Paul. I am a student from West Bengal, and I have scored 675 out of 720 in NEET UG 2024 examination. So according to 2023 data, I was supposed to get a rank of around 1500 to 2000. But considering the normal general inflation, which takes place almost every year, I was expecting a rank of around 4000 to 5000, all India rank. But on 4th June, as I got the result, I was generally shocked to see that I got an all India rank of 11000. So the rank just, in a span of 1 year, the rank became four times what it was the previous year. So initially it was a big shocker, but fortunately I am in the safer zone and I will get a college in my respective state, West Bengal, if the result persists.
No, that's just awful. Geeta Bhatt, would you like to respond to that? A young student over here felt that he had a real chance at a decent future, and says that it is impossible for him to have been ranked so lowly, right, potentially, based on the results which have come out. As an academic, you deal, Geeta, not just with studies and exams and teaching, but also with the well-being of students. what does one do about the well-being of that young student?
Well, Vishnuji, well, definitely it is a matter of concern that, that the results of some of these examinations, which are very coveted examinations in the country, and lakhs of students who are sitting for these examinations, they have been affected. And it's a matter of concern both for the academic fraternity and also for the government to ensure that these types of examinations, they need to be leak-proof. And for that, I think there are certain aspects that one needs to actually ponder over, I think. And first is that, to make the system leak-proof, we need to look at it in terms of law. And for that, there is a Public Examination Act that has already been enforced by the government. And along with it, what are the various SOPs, standard operating procedures that need to be set for such examinations? Because apparently, as we are seeing through the investigations which are being reported, that these types of, these leaks have been actually taking place at the localized examination centers. So how is it that it is happening? That is something which needs, that course correction is definitely required. Also, Vishnuji, I want to also put forth one more aspect, and that is to look at the, how the society perceives, because you see, those who are going out and trying to, look for loopholes and, take out the paper and perform the examination, which is not in the right way. What is the, the moral consciousness of the society to look at, these examinations which are being held, and how, there are people from this society who are actually going ahead and looking for unfair means to get these
Question papers. No, but Geeta ji, it also goes to show the desperate situation in our country, where just a handful of students, relatively speaking, get the opportunities that they want. The situation is so desperate when it comes to getting jobs in one of these competitive exams that people do anything. And of course, it's morally horrific, but perhaps that's also the larger story. Too few jobs, too few opportunities, too many people. But I just wanted... go ahead, Geeta ji.
Yeah, so you see the opportunities and the aspirations of the students. Yes, definitely there is a gap between the two. We are looking at such a large number of students who want to go ahead and take medicine as a profession in their career.
It's not just medicine though, Geeta ji, is it? It's job creation, which in this country, despite all our efforts, right, and things have improved, is not where it needs to be.
You see, Vishnuji, the point here is that you cannot, if you want to look at how the examination is to be conducted when such a large number of students is involved, there are two ways one can do it. One is that you do it through the OMR or the physical examination. And the second is you doing it through, a computer-based examination. So at present, this particular examination is taking place in a physical format. But in the coming year, the number is, yes, I do agree, the number is going to increase. Probably next year, larger number of students are going to sit.
But
but at the same time, for a computer-based examination, you would require a large number of infrastructure for holding. That is why it cannot be held in one day. Right? But if you want to do it, electronically,
Issue of online exams, the NET exam this time, which was also impacted separately, right? As I understand it, the NET exam was an offline exam, which was conducted by the CBSE till 2018. It was then taken over by the National Testing Agency. It became an online examination, right? Only to revert back to pen and paper this time around. Isn't that suspicious?
Well, you see, the point is that one has observed that there have been occasions where there was tampering with the examinations when they were held online, So the point is that whether offline or online, if you want to, make a leak-proof system for holding these examinations, there is We do need a statutory body actually to look into this process, because if I remember in 2015 also, the medical examination, which was at that time being held by CBSE, it was cancelled by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had made the observations that for a few people to have a financial gain out of this deal, you know, lakhs of students, they have to go through this harrowing process.
No, it is unbelievable.
And then the exam was again held. It was re-held successfully.
Yeah,
but the point is that, so there are...
Ma'am, I think, Geeta ji, respectfully, I think the fact that in 2024, we as a nation are unable to ensure that leaks do not take place, it's just mind-blowing. You know, we talk about secrecy and the protection of data in different contexts to ensure privacy at any cost, right? And we cannot prevent somebody from stealing an exam and distributing it for money in 2024. Our lifetimes have been spent reporting this story on proxy candidates, on leaked examinations, mass cheating, call it what you may. One variation of a crime or the other. And here we are once again, in June 2024, talking about the same thing. I think that is the frustration that I think all of us feel. So my question, therefore, is to Vinda Swarup, former Education Secretary, Government of India. Is this the inability of institutions to hold on to a piece of paper, put it in a safe? Do you believe that law enforcement needs to come in? Or do you believe it all has to be online because we just can't protect leaks like this from taking place?
I think it depends on the type of exam you're holding. And there has to be a domain expertise of what they regard as the best test for the students. And testing today is a very sophisticated science. And you can do it online. You could do it in other forms. But I think these exams will increasingly move to online. And that was the original remit of the NTA also. Now, the issue is much larger than this. The issue is, why do we need to, and our experience is showing and questioning this premise over and over again, why do you need to hold such large exams where if anything goes wrong, you have more than 20 lakh, 25 lakh kids, candidates, aspirations destroyed? So there is a way that you can conduct these exams, but you need to decentralize. You need to break up these processes where very large numbers don't get roiled, if there is even half a chance of some difficulty arising. So I think one of the things I'm hoping that this committee will look into is also the whole remit of the NTA and see whether this process can be decentralized, broken up, and you have much smaller numbers involved in each type of set of exams with, of course.
So the numbers of those who are potentially impacted is less, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so
but ma'am, isn't that again? I mean, isn't that exactly a recognition of the fact that we have to split up an examination, make it smaller because we are unable to ensure a piece of paper is not stolen?
Absolutely,
it's sad. It is terribly sad. Dr. Anuj Bachel, you're a NEET postgraduate aspirant. That exam has been postponed. How does that impact, you know, your future plans?
Yeah, so I was preparing for the NEET PG examination, and just 10 hours before getting to the actual exam at night, we were given the notification that this exam is postponed. It was a very big shocker for me. So personally, my thoughts is that they have postponed the examination because the sanctity of the examination was concerned. And I personally believe that if that was the actual case, then it's better to postpone the paper than to actually take it and then held the protests again. And then we are again back to the stage where we have to reconduct the paper. But NEET PG was, this thing has been going on for the past 3 months. It has been rescheduled thrice now. So I was very, very disheartened at the moment. But as a person who has cleared NEET UG, I would like to add a few points to the discussion over here. First of all, with respect to NEET UG, we are seeing that every year the cutoff is rising, and it is rising so dramatically. Like every year from 2018 to right now, we are seeing that 10 marks, 20 marks, etc. additional every year is required to get into a particular college. I have always personally believed, as a person who has cleared NEET UG with an All India rank of 885 in 2018, that NEET UG is an examination for elimination. It is not an examination for selection. So elimination is the main target. So I believe that somehow, okay, the papers are getting leaked and all of this is happening, but at the same time, we must also look into how the examination bodies are maybe lowering the difficulty of the exam, or maybe somehow the students are very well prepared. Because if you look at the other examinations which are happening simultaneously, like the JEE Advanced, etc., so those papers are still remained at a very high value, where you have to score a very exceptional rank to get into a particular institute, to a point where we have now been here at NEET that even if you're getting 720 marks, you might not get into AIIMS Delhi, which is one of the most prestigious institutes of the country. So I think that's my personal take on it. And second thing which I would like to add is, to the people who are going out and seeking for these papers and the unfair means to get to the examination, as a person who is going to enter into MBBS, your child or your ward, it's going to be very difficult for that person, because NEET is an examination which thoroughly checks you whether you are capable enough to become a doctor in the future, whether you are able to manage your time, whether you're able to focus properly. It's a very holistic exam which checks everything. So going through MBBS, it's going to be difficult for those students who have entered the system, you know, with unfair means, is what I want to say personally. And what is the quality of doctors that we'll be getting? Who are
The entire system fails if you've got people who don't deserve to be there ending up potentially as doctors. Nimay Lamba, you know, tell us about your story. How were you impacted? What are you going to do now?
First of all, good morning. Good evening to all the panelists. I am highly obliged to be in such like great panel. Sir, actually, it has impacted us mentally at a very high state. काफी ज़्यादा हम लोग mentally impact होते हैं जब एक बहुत अच्छा हम लोग तैयारी करके जाते हैं examination के लिए, और फिर बाद में 14th June का result, 4th of June को suddenly election के results के बीच में sneak in हो जाता है. It's like really a little bit. हमारी मेंटल स्टेट पे काफी ज्यादा वो चीज असर डालती है. हमको काफी एक सडननेस, एक इन लाइक एन इंस्टेंट कॉर्टिसोल रश इज ऑल ओवर हिज बॉडी, व्हिच इज इंपैक्टेड अस लाइक रियली बैडली. उसके बाद द थिंग्स दैट कैरीड इट आउट आफ्टर दैट, एनटीए के क्लियर आंसर ना देना, हमारे लिए वो रे ऑफ होप ना होना कि दैट विल सीक जस्टिस, वो चीज काफी ज्यादा हम लोगों को एट चिल्ड्रन लेवल, क्योंकि वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट द पीपल लाइक children like me are preparing for this examination. We are only 17 or 18 year old. हम लोगों के लिए अभी इतना stress लेना is not like acceptable. हम लोग इतना stress लेंगे तो it like very badly affects our internal organs as well. Like काफी ज्यादा वो भी दिक्कत हुई, उसके बाद stress काफी ज्यादा हुआ, तो काफी ज्यादा खराब experience था after that 4th of June that we aspirants call that as a black day.
So
in the
are you going to take the exam again when it happens, or have you had enough?
Sir, can you please repeat? I was not able to listen.
Are you going to take the exam again if that opportunity presents itself?
Yes, sir. I would like, clearly I'm in a stand of re-need. Might it would be really bad or really like a sudden shock for the students who are scoring really good marks, but according to me, it would be a clear call or a fair call for all the students. Like it has happened in 2015 that paper has been taken twice, sure. Because Supreme Court. But
okay, Nimay, like just give me half a second. Let me quickly go across to Anand Kumar, founder of Super 30. Anandji, you know, you for decades have run one of the most successful institutions to train students anywhere in the country. And you do it for students to get into a competitive examination. It is extremely difficult. Your training, your coaching is difficult. And then you prepare your students and then something like this can happen. Right? It just destroys lives. It destroys students. It's much more than an education being wasted. It's the emotional well-being of any number of people. I think that's what this is all about, right? What's ultimately messed up is not just futures, but the emotional well-being of very young people.
नहीं, आपने बहुत अच्छा बोला. अभी दरअसल में क्या होता है कि एक बच्चा नीट की तैयारी करता है
जी.
और वो चाहे अच्छे घर का हो या गरीब घर का हो, अगर बेचारा निर्धन परिवार का होता तो उसके खेत बिक जाते हैं, कोटा चला जाता है, बाहर पढ़ने जाता है, कोचिंग के महंगे फी देता है, घर में लोग ख्वाब देखते हैं, बच्चा 10-10, 12-12, 14-14 घंटे पढ़ता है, और जब ऐसी घटनाएं घटती है तो पूरी तरह से टूट जाता है। वो सोचता है कि मेरी इसमें क्या गलती, हमारे पिताजी की जमीन बिक गई, मैंने रात दिन एक किया फिर भी रिजल्ट नहीं आया। अभी मैं डिस्कशन देख रहा था और समझ रहा था जितना तक कि लोग अभी इस बात पर बहस कर रहे कि पेपर वाली परीक्षा होनी चाहिए या ऑनलाइन होनी चाहिए, तो पेन पेपर वाली ही परीक्षा होनी चाहिए। ये तो व्यवस्था की कमी और कमजोरी है कि लीक क्यों होता है। बेचारा गांव का गरीब बच्चा है जिसके पास रिसोर्सेज नहीं है, जिसके पास कंप्यूटर की फैसिलिटी नहीं है, वो तो पेन पेपर पर ज्यादा कंफर्टेबल है। तो ये हम लोग दिशा नहीं मोड़े इस बात का, डिस्कशन का दिशा को नहीं बदले कि नहीं ऑनलाइन होना चाहिए, ऑनलाइन में भी फ्रॉड हो सकता है
जरूर,
और ये दुर्भाग्य की बात है
और होता भी है। हमने तो डार्क वेब के बारे में अभी तक कुछ बातचीत की भी नहीं है।
जी जी जी, तो इसलिए मेरा मानना है कि सीबीआई की जांच हो, माननीय सुप्रीम कोर्ट हो, सबको मिलकर बच्चों के हित में डिसीजन लेना चाहिए, वरना बच्चों का एनडीए से और कई व्यवस्थाओं पर विश्वास उठ जाएगा तो फिर हम सुनहले भारत की कल्पना जो कर रहे हैं कि गोल्डन इंडिया होगा वो कैसे हो पाएगा। इसलिए हमारा आपके चैनल के माध्यम से सरकार से निवेदन है, इस पर त्वरित कार्रवाई करके जल्दी से जल्दी कुछ करके डिसीजन ऐसा लिया जाए ताकि सब बच्चे रिलैक्स महसूस करें और उनको उनके सपने न टूटे न मरे।
फाइनल क्वेश्चन टू सुब्रतो पॉल, अभिनव्स फादर, इट ह्यूज ऑर्डील फॉर यू, यू वुड हैव स्पेंट टाइम एंड मनी टू हेल्प योर सन, ट्रेन, ट्रैवल फॉर ट्यूशन एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा, you know, it's in India, it's an entirely, it's almost always a family effort, right? Everybody puts in their effort. Is that the case for you as well?
Yeah, good evening sir, good evening to all. Being his father, I have seen very closely his stress and the pressure of the study material, study and examination pressure. But he got 675 number and we expect the government college. It is quite natural. But in front of us, we are seeing that many disputed comes in front of us, and we have faith on the government and the Honorable Supreme Court that they will find out the all disputed and remove from the merit list and republish the new merit list or rank list, and we don't want to drain it. Because we have seen the pressure and stress of myself.
No, and that pressure and that stress is just something which is completely unacceptable. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time on this, but this is something that we'll continue to track very closely right here on NDTV.